какой ты породы.
What breed are you? I'm going to prove to you today that we're all different kind of breeds. Usually when we speak about these things, we have in mind dogs and cats and all other animals. But I want you not to pay attention to that today, because we are all different breeds. You know? We as people, we're the same. Our likes, and we all like good food, pretty clothes. We all love expensive cars. Nobody's arguing about that. Everybody wants the expensive cars, and we could have the same likes towards shoes or beautiful things, beautiful furniture, beautiful women, beautiful men, if you're a woman. And we like this or that, but my dear ones, let me just not agree with you that we're all different when it comes to spiritual things. You hear me? We are absolutely different. Those people that calmly say that this is okay for me, somebody says this is absolutely not normal for me. Do you know that we are all are look at things differently? What is church? What is a real Christian? We are all practically with different backgrounds, different upbringings, and for each and every one of us, God and the church is something, you know, that we think are what it is. All wars, listen to me carefully. I'm going to say most all the wars are based upon on religion. You hear me? Why? Why there are so many different gods? I understand that there's different gods in this world that the human beings have created, and this world worships different creations instead of worshiping the Creator. And I'm going to tell you that we have different gods even when there's a conversation about Protestant movement. Somebody's God is so weak that he can't even cure headache. And I don't even want to ask him why, because if I'll ask him why he can't heal me, that means I have no right to ask him. Some people live all their life and they never tested their God. Who is he that I'm serving all my life? Who is he, that God? Why am I wasting my life going to church? Everything goes through my fingers. Hours. You don't just come here. For me, it is the biggest absurd. When people go somewhere, they have something in mind. No matter where you go, everything has a goal. What is church? Church have made up her own goals, is just to run away from hell. You know, that's a great purpose for your life. People have created to get out of hell. I go to church because I don't want to go to hell. Is this it? This is it. Some say, I want to be blessed. You can be blessed and not go to church. You know how many businessmen, they live by a principle of God, and they're blessed. You hear me? They don't need God. They have nothing in common with Him. They're busy. But regularly they help orphans, homeless people. 10% they put it in the church or in some other association like that. And these people are all over. They taken care of. They have the best furniture. They have nothing in common with God. Is that why you come to church? Some people and say, my family needs to be restored. Is this the goal of your life? It's not a bad goal. Is it even a goal? You know? I've noticed that everything on this earth pairs itself up with the same kind of breed. You'll never see a cat with a crocodile, amen? And a bird with a turtle and so on. We'll never see that, these things. God doesn't do this kind of stuff. Amen? God doesn't do things like this. You know that? Why? That by looking at these horrible things, it doesn't make sense. They don't match. It does not match in the church of God. Between husband and wife. Between pastor. There's no agreement between the ministry and ministries that serve the same God. I want to ask you a question. What breed are you? Who are you? What is for you God? What is plenty of God for you? What is it when you say, I'm full of God? What can I feed you so you could be full? And I'll tell you, what kind of breed are you when you tell me what it takes? Tell me, what in your life can show me your God? I'm going to tell you right away. That where you're at, everything that is around you, what you breathe and live, this is your God. You hear me? You can't lie to yourself, because what is in your heart, that's what you speak. And our heart always ministers and serves our God. Who is your God? You know, I started noticing for quite a while, the interesting and the scariest disagreement. It starts, for example, once upon a time there was Serge and Natalie living together, and they looked at each other. Natasha has beautiful legs, beautiful eyes, hair. She doesn't look so bad. She looked at Serge and said, he's not a bad guy, great car, everything's cool, he's dressed well, nice work. And now Serge and Natasha decided to get married. And then we come up and say, whatever God has put together, that people cannot separate. Pictures, limo, beautiful, beautiful beginning. The life started. And this is where Serge and Natasha get, not Serge and Natasha, Serge or Serge, he gets to encounter God. Is it something that you're familiar with here? And when Serge comes back home and starts to speak about that all his life belongs to his God that he has finally given his life to, and for the first time in his life, he has understood who is God, and he finally met him. Natasha starts to have problems. You can switch names around. It's the same thing. And I'm going to tell you, and people tell me, oh, they have problems. Whatever God has married, and I always ask, did God marry them? Listen to me carefully. You know that everything is paired up by its breed. It is speaking about that Natasha and Serge did not even know who they were. You hear me? I'm not talking about the age, clothes, hairstyles, friends, and the church. They can be in the same church, but they don't know their spiritual breed. Oh, listen to me carefully. This sermon is for the bride of Christ, and not all of those that are content with palm branches and waving them in heaven. You know, just be happy before you die. You have 1 second to ask for forgiveness, and that for sure you'll have your palm branches. You'll be in heaven, because you're not going to be in kingdom, because kingdom and heaven, just being in heaven, is completely different things. And we're noticing this play. People start to have conflicts. War. Based upon what? Just because they have disagreement of their breeds. Because for Natasha, she does not need God. It's plenty that God that she used to have and she will have and all her life she had. And Serge, he is biting the carpet and he's screaming, "I want more." He starts to close himself in his room and spend hours with his God. He starts to go to church where you're not allowed to go, and he starts to do things that are forbidden. What is this? Different breeds. You hear me? And I tell you all, you're happy people if God, before you met him, he has put you together with the people that are your kind of breed, because some of those that have came realize that they are in trouble and they got into some problems all the way. And then we try to combine a turtle with a crocodile, but they have different breeds. I'm not talking about your flesh. Everything that I'm saying, understand it in the spiritual way. And that is why, before I got married, God, he like shook all the garbage out of me, and for the whole year he told me to pray and periodically fast for me not to have any problems in this kind of question as far as marriage, because once you have a problem in there, you're going to have a problem everywhere. Some people say, when we come to God, everything needs to be fixed. And I tell them, can I just not agree with you here? Have you asked God what breed is he or she? Who is this person that you are calling a wife or a husband? Who is this? What person is this? What will happen when you are born by God? You're clean-blooded and you are meant to be in the army of Christ. And this person has nothing in common with God and does not want to have in common. Pray till you die. God's not going to change anybody. Listen to me carefully. When you want to change someone, that's called witchcraft. You know that? I want him to change. God is telling you, and I don't. And you say, he's not for me. And God says, he's not for you. Yeah. He's for someone. Lord, I need this, this, and this. And God says, I'm sorry. You should have been ordering in advance. And then God it's God's problem that your marriage is in shambles, that your family is in trouble. What? I'm in shock when people go through encounter with God and in a strange way they look at each other and say, we just picked each other while being unconscious and we are of the same breed. Just thank God if you're of the same breed. Because just by looking at things right now, at the life right now, more often I see and I meet those that don't need God. Lord, change them. Should have been praying like this. Lord, give me what you want me to have. And I didn't know. Well, then sorry. We try to control our life. Do you know that a turtle always will be a turtle? If some of you that did not understand, continue praying for a turtle to become an alligator. I want to see that miracle. Maybe someday I'll see that. And I'll say amen. Let the crocodile kingdom reign. You hear me? You know, it's like in the first time people have come to church and say, Pastor, I like it. Everybody's watching you. Can I take a picture with you? Can I do this? And then, whoa, he's just gone. Where is he? It became hard for him. Then when it's hard, you have to come back. So it'll become all better, because otherwise it's even worse. No, he became worse. Okay. That is why all those of you that are not married, I beg you just to pair yourself by the spiritual breed. You hear me? Body does not matter. You hear me? I'm serious. Maybe in about 50 years, you won't even be separated from each other. We're all going to be wrinkled. Except those that have money and can stretch their wrinkles. But I tell you, my dear ones, that my spiritual breed, this is where I can live with. This is why people cannot listen to me, accept me, or even see me. Because we're different breeds, church. We're different breeds. And all our life we're trying to separate ourselves or drag each other into our own different sheds. And then you can come, but the list of but could be long. Can't do this, can't do that, can't jump this, can't sing like this. And we have been given a whole list as far as our breed. My dear ones, I'm not dragging anybody anywhere, because I know I never will be able to make a turtle into an alligator. I'm just collecting alligators right now. You understand me? And those of you that are not crocodiles, I'm sorry. It's just not a place for you. You'll be awesome between turtles. You'll be in your shells, same songs, singing same songs, and nobody's going to irritate each other. Amen? My dear ones, this is why I'm asking you this question again. What kind of breed are you? You know that when we are looking, I love this. I remember Daniel, Sidrach, Misak, and Abednego. Can you just tell me that this team was of one breed? Amen. It's not a funny question. When one went to death, the second one said, I'll go too. You hear me? And then I ask a question. If God is taking something weak from me, why do I need it? Do you know that in the fire burned only what did not belong to the breed? Amen? That is why we need more fire, Jesus. Amen? I want to swim with my breed. Amen? Listen to me carefully. Second point. I can never birth that is not of my breed. It was born, spiritually born from me on my encounter or at my home group. It is mine. It has my spirit, maybe not right away, but eventually, and my team starts to transform into me. You hear me? And when people saw the disciples of Jesus, they would just guess that they were with who? With Jesus. What is that? One breed, same breed. How I want breed to just come together, one breed. That is why there's crying and nonsense and misunderstandings, and people just take off. What is happening to me? What is happening to me? Listen, it's just a rabbit has been dropped into a crocodile pen. Have you ever noticed that? I'm serious. What do you think is here? The bunnies cannot survive here. Fuzzy things, they'll be eaten alive. I don't understand. and you watch, just an ear goes by. There's the brother does not exist anymore. I'm sorry. You came to lines or crocodile, what, call it whatever. Lions only accept lions and lionesses. You hear me? Breed. And everybody said, breed, my dear one. Are you a rabbit? You want to convince a lion not to bite? You know, I'm amazed how a lot of people want to teach me and say, brother, you shouldn't say this here, and he doesn't have a hand anymore. Christians don't behave like this. That's it, he's gone. And just his paws are left behind. I'm sorry. This is how life is. We are in warfare, battlefield. Can you just imagine Bunny? He's old, and Lord Jesus Christ, he's very humble, and he's trying not to bite. He's not wave his paws around. And there's a team of lions. What? Not let our paws out? I can't. I'm a lion. You hear me? I'm not going to neuter my team so they'll stop screaming. I'm only going to have the same around me. Otherwise, I'll eat them up. You hear me? It's a strange, but it's a fact. I want to be in the team of pastor. Do you even know what you're agreeing to? In the team of pastors, there's lions. If I will not finish eating it, the team will finish it. One breed. You know that I've noticed more and more by the letters that I receive, hundreds and letters come every day. They come from all over the world. I've noticed one thing. That the interesting thing is that sometimes the herd, like pastor's herd, is more powerful than the pastor. I don't even understand how can a rabbit pastor was able to convince a team of lions that they're rabbits. And I don't understand that. And then a lion or lioness writes to me and tells me, pastor, I do not understand. But I so want to bite someone. And the pastor told me that you can only eat grass and carrots. Do you understand me? Pastor, I don't understand. When you say, I feel it, that a lion is speaking to a lion. Not a rabbit to a rabbit. Rabbits are wonderful. They could run away super fast, but that's not the point. Can a rabbit defend his territory? That's another question. Amen? What kind of breed are you? Who are you? You want to go with walk with me? Do you know that sometimes I can injure you? You know that I have claws that come out, and sometimes I have to teach my own in my team. Oh, these are strange methods. Amen. We are training an army of Christ, and not a whole bunch of sissies. Amen. We're not going to come to you until you ask us for forgiveness. Please, don't come. Otherwise, you'll be eaten alive. I'm afraid. We know your breed. The funniest thing is when a pastor rabbit, he's controlling lions, and then there's a lion in the back row and lioness, and they don't understand anything. They're drawn towards battle. And the rabbit is drawn to run away. You understand me? A rabbit He's very sharp, super fast. If there's some sort of arguments, the rabbit runs away. And then there's lions and lionesses, and they're sitting there, and they want war. They hunger for warfare. For them, in front of them, for a lion to rise up. How long can we wait for my hour? Lord, give us a lion. And they're praying and praying for God to give him a leader of their breed. What kind of breed are you? Everything in this world pairs by its breed, by its type. I'm talking about spiritual things right now, and I am so thankful to God that when I was in my spiritual coma, God brought me to a right person and connected me with a proper person, a personality. You understand that you should thank God. You have to thank God. If your husband or wife and you guys are of the same breed, I'm serious. If you have found that person that is precious, you can move. Others will be 20 years trying to discuss where we're going to go, but you will win for Christ, the nation. Because there's power in unity. And some tell me, you, when you preach, you're our sheep start to retaliate. Your discs just went, and they listened to it, and they wanted to do something. If it wasn't for you, they wouldn't even want to do anything. Everything would have been fine. I'm talking to lions here. You hear me? The sheep will not get me. Rabbits will not get me. My breed will get me. Only my breed will get me. People that want to achieve something, army of Christ. People that dream about achieving something for Christ. You know, here, right now, more and more, I meet with certain things, and the Holy Spirit started talking to me very seriously. In my church, I will raise up a real army, unmoving, unconquering, or the ones that cannot be conquered. If you are not our breed, you're not going to last here very long. I don't need everyone. I don't need a big crowd. I don't care about that. I care only about my breed. I only care about the people that are called Sidrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. Those are the ones I care about. I care about those, like David had his 30 men, generals. I care about people of the same breed. This is why some just cannot live normally. They constantly, they're in discomfort. Don't go here. Just imagine pastors saying it. Some say, come, we'll do whatever. I am telling you, if you're not my breed, you're not going to make it here. If you are my breed, you have to get used to blood, to warfare, to the taste of your own blood and sweat. You hear me? In the war, like in the war, we are dreaming about the Holy Spirit to raise up a church on this earth. We dream about the Lord to build what He meant to build. And what we see right now is deeply not what He meant. Amen? My dear ones, one time. You know, I always say I love war. I have swords at home, knives, a whole bunch of firearms. I don't want to kill anyone, but I love war. You hear me? You can't take firearms. Sorry, I have 8 different guns at home, different swords, knives. I like things like that. A sword is a symbol of war. I love these symbols. I love to read about war. I love to read about kings that would conquer nations. I'm not talking about wars that you could just right now drop a bomb and that's it. No, I'm talking about real war, contact. you know, where people achieve things. You know, one time in history, there was one big battle. I'll not name names and places, but we'll just talk about this story. Two kings were talking, and they went into battle against a huge army. The army would have been 10 times more than the army of these two kings. It was, you couldn't even count all of the enemies, and the army scared all the nations, all the people that they, you know, the lands that they went through. Nothing alive would stay behind them, and that was really a real army. And these two kings were standing there. And before the war, they were looking down from a mountain, and they would see this never-ending crowd. And as far as their eye could see, you could not see the end of this army that came out against them. One king was watching with great horror, and everything was shaking. He was shaking from fear. The other one was watching it with a smile and enjoyment. And the one that was afraid, he asked him a question. What, are you crazy? He said, how can you let yourself smile? Why are you smiling in this? We don't even need to explain anything here. And he said one unique phrase. I'll read them to you right now. I have never seen an enemy worthy of me, so powerful that after a victory, my name will go into the books. Only lions can understand me. Some people look at obstacles like their death, and some look at the same obstacle as that their, you know, their name and their lives will go into the history books after victory. I want to ask you a question. How are you looking at the devil? The way you look at the devil, and that determines your breed. You hear me? How are you looking at him? Oh, we don't speak about the devil. Okay, rabbit, I'm not going to touch you. Run, run. Look for your carrot. We have to understand one thing. You know, sometimes I look at some people crying, and Lord, why did you let this devil, why did you let him come, why did you let him come into my life, and so on and so forth, from one problem to another. And I told you before, I enjoy war. War for me is, it's my destiny, you hear me? I understood one thing, and I've told you that before. I understood one thing. I cannot leave war. You hear me? I cannot leave it. That means I will become a champion in this war. Stop crying. You're a lion. Get up and win. Get up and take your territory. Oh, I can't do this, I can't do this, my kids are over there. Have you ever tried to take back your land? Have you ever tried your family back? Have you decided, tried to take your finances back? Take everything back. You know, once I took everything back, I started to take back what belongs to Jesus Christ. Okay, great, take everything that is yours, that's awesome, finances. The devil does not need your finances, your health, your mind, your friendships, your friends, and everything that was stolen from you, and continue moving ahead. Who is the devil to you? For me, it's an opportunity to become victorious, a winner. You hear me? Stop looking at him like something that is indestructible. God will never give us anything that is indestructible or cannot be won over or conquered. You know why God let us fight him? Because it's not an enemy for God. God will sneeze and that's it. Remember when in the Revelations where God has to bind him, the devil, for 1,000 years, you know, it's written that an angel will come down and just bind him with chains in 1,000 years until God will release him. Forget about this personality. This personality here on this earth is given to us to become who God wants us to make us, or he wants us to be. Yeah, there's a real danger that you can be destroyed. Then you tell me, how can I run on the field with a plastic gun and yell "tu tu tu" and have a real victory? You explain to me. How can I run around and pretend that I'm a soldier? Then explain to me, what kind of victory is that? The same as your war, made up. Oh, church, I think you understand me. We want easy war, and you know where there's easy wars, there's no victories. You're not going to treasure it yourself, because it's not a victory by conquering something that is real. You'll make your own medal for yourself. You'll write your own letter of recognition. The Satan himself trains the real army of Christ. And don't deceive yourself. You think you'll run away from him? You'll run away when you will go to heaven. Before that time, become a champion. You have an area in your life that is being attacked. This is your war. You have something where it needs to be fixed. This is your war. Become who God made you to be. Why there's real bullets flying? Because there's real victory. Why are we sometimes we're looking at and this person is not next to you anymore, and you really wanted him to be next to you, but what happened? He fell on the field and he decided not to go anymore, because this is a real war. We have real victories, real defeats, real wounds. It's all real. It's all real. We cannot run away from that. Let's read about David and his 30 generals. I have never read this particular scripture for you guys. I want you to listen to me very carefully. Who was in the team of David? Do you know, my dear ones, that we know that everything pairs by its breed? I want to ask you a question. Listen to me very carefully. Why? Listen to me carefully again. Listen, why Saul did not have a single warrior that could have went and fought Goliath? Not a single one. You know why? Because Saul. What? Saul was a rabbit, fuzzy, with long legs. Long ears. Yeah, he used to listen. He loved listening to things. And he had the same army of rabbits with carrots. I'm not kidding. And when the enemies went against them, and then same kind of guys would come out against them, which was the army of Israel. Before David showed up in this whole picture, I was kind of, wow, Goliath was pretty awesome. You know, can you just imagine, come out in front of this great army? You have to have a great heart. You're not supposed to have fear. You can't just show up like that. You have to be sure of yourself. He was a lion also, but a bad one. God knew who he was choosing. Amen, church? He knew that this little teenager that is playing his flute, he's a lion. Because when lion's food has been taken away, he goes and takes it back. And when a sheep was being taken away from David, he couldn't care if it was a lion or a bear. He'd go and get it back, because he was of a pure breed. And when this purebred guy came, he saw a whole bunch of rabbits. And he gave him carrots and said, guys, I'll show you how things are done here. Look at it one time only. He went, and this teenager, he's done what he's done. Why? Because he's a lion. Ask your question. What breed are you? Some say, I need to grow, my dear one. A lion is still a lion, even when he's still a cub. He's a lion. You're not a lion, but you're a cub. You can defend yourself. If no, guess who you are. Come. We'll give you a carrot. And you know, looking at King David, I saw that when he became king, listen to me carefully, he never had problems with the strong ones. Why? Because he was strong. Why? Because David, if somebody needed to be killed or taken care of, he didn't even need the strong ones. He could handle things like that himself, easy, just like with Goliath and all the other guys. He had no problem with that. But around David, there was people, and let's just read that. I'll read it to you. There was 30 of them. It is written about a couple of them here. But these 30, they were army of lions gathered together by the same breed. They were all the same. You cannot have a rabbit in the tribe of lions. It's not possible. That would be 1 Kings. Oh, not 1 Kings, 2 Samuel 23:8. I speak slowly so you can understand me. 2 Samuel 23, verse 8. Let's read. These are the names of the mighty man whom David had. You hear me? These are the names of the mighty man who David had. This is where it all starts. You understand this first revelation? Who is around you? That is you. Nobody around you? That's you. You have lazy people around you? That's you. It's very easy to tell who you are. Don't make excuses. If there's nobody around you, you're nobody. Listen to me carefully. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had. You could judge about me by my team. Josheb, Bashebeth, Tachshemonite, chief of the captains. He was called Adino the Esnite because of 800 slain by him at one time. In one time. What? What? I don't get it. What is he, Samson? No. Samson was by himself. David had 30. You hear me? How I want for you to understand this sermon. What breed are you? I know who I am because around me I have the same people gathered around me. If no, I'll make them or I'll throw them out. You hear me? I don't need rabbits in my pride. I'm a lion and I love to tear things. I love meat, fresh meat. Old meat. Amen? Some say, some love old. You don't need to catch anything. You just kind of come and eat whatever's left behind. You know there's hyenas? We only hang around in the crowd and attack in the crowd. As soon as a hyena is by herself, she runs away. I love lions. He doesn't care who's around him. He'll die. But he'll never run away. He'll attack and fight. Oh, how I love certain animals. Jesus himself, he's called the lion from the tribe of Judah. War. How I love war. War, war, war. Listen. Because of he was called Adina because of 800 slain by him at one time. Imagine, one man. I just want you to paint this picture in your head. One man. Not by having any supernatural power. It's not written. He was just a man. It wasn't Samson with long hair or Goliaths and, you know, 9 feet tall. There was a guy with a spear. Can you just imagine killing 800 men? How? They just run on him and just, you know, destroy him. But how? One time. You hear he was around David? You think these people stopped existing? Oh, no. Right now, in the spirit, this is who we are. We don't need spears to kill people. We need to save people. Our war is not against the flesh and blood. These people have to be around us. People that if they'll come and stand as a wall, the demons will fall by hundreds. You hear me? We have these people. Amen. He destroyed them in one time. Who was writing this? I'll talk to these writers. Why? About different things, they write whole paragraphs. But what this? They just wrote a couple of words. I'm not happy. Sometimes I'm not happy with what is written. I'm not happy with those that wrote it. How can you? He destroyed 800 people. Let's continue, guys. How? You could write a whole book about this war. It would have been my favorite book. Listen. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite. What names are these? One of three mighty men with David. When they defied the Philistines who were gathered there to battle, and the men of Israel had withdrawn, he arose and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary and clung to the sword. It is not even written how long he was fighting. It was a machine, like a fighting machine. If there's another scripture in Bible that explodes you, this explodes me. How? The sword was like attached to his hand. Something happened there. You can't even watch action movies like that. What was happening on that field? What was that man doing? Imagine. What do you think? Was David happy to have people like that in his team? Listen to me carefully. Some people say, in the team of pastors, I want to be a pastor. Listen to me. What kind of pastor are you going to be? I know one thing. In my team, there's people that hundreds of pastors cannot be equal to. Some say, aren't you going too far? No, I'm not going too far. My dear ones, what are we growing on this earth? What you come to listen to in this church? And in another sermon, we're training an army. We're raising up lions on this earth. Amen? We're raising up purebred people. I'm not content with rabbits. Go away, rabbits. I don't need them. I want to go into war with strong. I don't want to have a knife in my back when it's the most bloodiest battle. Everybody around me will be the same as me. Amen. And little by little in the church, if this is not it, just find yourself a great church for you with sleepy sermons and great songs and enjoy it. Not here. It's never going to happen here. War. That's it. Amen, church? I'm serious. I would have been in the team of David. I guarantee it. I would have been there. Listen. He arose and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary and clung to the sword. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to strip the slain. What? One man destroyed everyone. And when the army and the people came, they didn't need to kill anybody. They just kind of went and picked their pockets. Remember, you know, they take their clothes, jewelry, shoes, swords, and everything. that of value. You understand? Can you just imagine? I enjoy, Lord, thank you that this was not taken out of the Bible. Lord brought a great victory that day to strip the slain. Now after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, Hararite, and the Philistines were gathered into a troop where there was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he took his stand in the midst of the plot, defended it, and struck the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great victory. Then the 3 of the 30 chief men went down and came to David in the harvest time to the cave of Adullam, while the troops of Philistines was camping in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the strongholds while the garrison of the Philistines was there in Bethlehem. And David had a craving and said, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." So the 3 mighty men, can you just imagine? These 3 men, "Lord, give me these 3, and I don't need anybody else." Do you understand me? David didn't even need an army. All he needed was 3 guys. 1 killed everyone. The 2nd one killed everyone. And the 3rd killed everyone. Everyone. Can you just imagine how awesome these guys were? Amen? We're just a whole bunch of sissies. I can't do it. You can. You don't want to. Oh, I don't know. You know. If you don't know, you'll find out. Or don't come. Don't be in the way. Listen. 3. 3 men. He had 30 of them. 3. I want you to think. I love his team. Jesus, give me this team. Jesus, give me this team. Amen. Jesus, I want these people to be around me only like this. Every pastor needs to dream about this. Every leader of the home group needs to dream about a team like this. Around you have warriors. How? Become a warrior. They'll gather around you. So the 3 men, mighty men, broke through the camp of Philistines and drew water from the well of Bethlehem, which was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. And he said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of men who went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore, he would not drink it. And these things the 3 men, mighty men, did. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, the chief of the 30, and he swung his spear against 300 and killed them, and had a name as well as 3. He was most honored of the 30, therefore he became their commander. However, he did not attain to the 3. So he was not like the 3, but he was something awesome too. Then Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done mighty deeds, killed the 2 sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in the middle of a pit on a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian and an impressive man. Now the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, and he went down to him with a club and snatched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. We're saying, "I have no weapons, I have no power." The devil has it. You take it away from him and kill it. You hear me? You have everything. If you don't have it, you'll take it away when you're fighting. You can't? Yes, you can. Train yourself. We'll train you. And you will become a lion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is an army of Christ. Okay, where are we? Then he was honored among the 30, but he did not attain to the 3, and David appointed him over his guard. There's more names down in this chapter, and this was a great team collected by one breed, my dear ones. I want, and I'm telling all of you, why? Again, I'll ask you this question. In the army of Saul, there's not a single guy in the army of David, my God. Listen to me carefully. In the army of David, one from these 30, just one, was more powerful than the king Saul and his whole army. You understand me? Do you understand why it's so important to be in your pride, in your own team? Why it's so important to be of one breed? Why it's so important to hold each other? Why is it so important to be one? Why it's so important to be in unity for us to achieve these results? You hear me? I will never do this by myself. I need an army. People, of mighty people, mighty, indestructible, powerful people. And I know that you will train, and a lot of you will become these people. You have no other chance. You're with me. I'm serious. I'm not joking. It's not a joke. That is why my mission on this earth, my dear ones, is to raise up the strong ones. And that's it. This is my mission on this earth. Before this church, when you were in another church, you didn't even think, what is a 40-day fast? And right now, it's normal for you. Amen. A 40-day fast. Nobody even talks about that anymore. We have children that go into 40-day fasts. Listen to me carefully. We already have certain people in my team have achieved that denominations have not achieved. My dear ones, you become stronger and more powerful. You become God called you to be. You become an army of Christ. I refuse to give birth to the weak. You hear me? Refuse to give birth to the weak. How? Turtles with turtles, rabbits with rabbits. I want to be where my breed is. The rabbit does not need to sharpen his teeth. He's not planning on biting anyone with them anyway. I refuse to give birth to something that is sick and lacking. Church is something that is something so big that I ever walked on this earth. I will never let for some sort of quote-unquote Christians would embarrass the name of my mighty God. You hear me? Never. Until I live and breathe, my God is alive. And I'm telling you seriously, we are just starting. Army is just gathering together. I am just getting those qualities that have to be in me. And don't even confuse it. We know our mission, and we know exactly where we're going. We are building the army of Christ, church, His church, and nothing else. We don't need anything else. You hear me? Let God bless you. Have you...